Figures just released by the website Netmonitor show that local search engine Sesnam.cz continues to be the most visited site on the Czech internet. In fact, last year, the site, which was set up in the mid-1990s, had over 6 million users. But how has Sesnam.cz managed to stay ahead of the powerful Google, which has long been the top search site in many countries? That's a question Ian Willoughby put to technology journalist Petr Kocsi.
This has been true for past 5 or 10 years, and no one is really surprised by that anymore. I think the reasons are several. One of them is historical. Sesnam is actually an older company than Google, and it acquired a huge market share back in the 90s, and most people just got used to using this service, and they don't see a reason to change their search provider because Sesnam just works, it speaks their language, it's focused on the local market, and most people, when they search for local services and local businesses, and they just like the simple, straightforward way Sesnam works, I think.
But in other countries also, what you might call the incumbent big search engines were overtaken by Google. Why didn't that happen here?
I think they are actually quite clever about approaching their customers or their audience. For example, they know very well that Czechs are keen tourists, so they release a great free app with maps that cover the tourist tracks in the Czech countryside, and it builds the relationship with of the customers with their brand. And this is something Google, just as a global company, just can't do. These small things that that react to the local specifics, local demand.
And is there any other reason, do you think, that Czechs could be conservative about their internet searching?
Well, I think Sesnam also had good luck, because, or maybe it's just better PR, because they did not fall prey to the recent news about privacy being endangered on the internet. People read in the news that Google cooperates with NSA or with the US government, providing the data to them on a daily basis. They basically fear that American spies are reading their email every day, which of course is not really true, but they could if they wanted. But they think they are safer at Sesnam. But Sesnam is also obliged to give their data to some agencies.
Also, I guess one aspect of Sesnam's big success is its link to the Novinky news website. The two of them kind of go together. When you go to Sesnam, Novinky is on Sesnam, their main headlines.
Yes, this has been a very successful cooperation, and they just help each other very well. The newspaper provides content, the search engine provides traffic, and this combination is so strong that no one has really been able to beat them on the Czech market so far.